And thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先要感谢主，让我可以在这边跟大家一起聚会。
And this Saturday is the second Saturday in a row that I can worship God with all of you.
这是连续第二个礼拜，我可以在这边跟大家一起聚会。
So last week we studied with one another how to love our enemies.
上星期我们一起来学习了要如何爱我们的仇敌。
And we need to bless those who curse us.
我们要为那些诅咒我们的来为他们而祷告。
And do good to those who hate us.
为那些憎恨我们的要他们向他们行善。
And pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us.
为那些逼迫我们的来代祷。
And the reason we should love our enemies is because we want to be like our Lord.
我们要爱我们的仇敌，因为我们要像我们的主耶稣一样。
Because we know we cannot be like God.
我们不能成为像神一样。
But if we love our enemies,
但是当我们爱我们的仇敌的时候，
the Bible says we'll be perfect just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说我们就会像主耶稣一样完美。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ also loved his enemy.
因为主耶稣也爱他的仇敌。
He made the sun shine on the good and on the evil.
他让阳光照在恶之上。
And he made the rains fall on the just and unjust.
他也在义与不义之间
So we be able to love our enemies.
我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Then we can become children of God.
我们就可以成为神的子女。
And we be able to love our enemies.
当我们爱我们的仇敌的时候，
our life will be full of blessing.
我们的生命就会充满了福气。
So that's why it's more like to share with you a blessed life.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的题目就是蒙福的生活。
Maybe the definition of blessing is different for all of us.
也许所谓的福气在我们每个人当中的定义会不一样。
Maybe some of us think life is full of blessing. We live in a big house.
也许对于有人来说，福气就是住在大房子里。
Or drive a fancy car.
或者开一个漂亮的车子。
A blessed life. Maybe we have many children.
也许对我们有些人来说，蒙福的生活就是有很多的子女。
But we know if we think about blessed life.
但是当我们来想想蒙福的生活，
A blessed life is something we cannot purchase.
这是我们不能用金钱所买到的。
Of course, a house we can purchase.
当然，房子我们可以用金钱来买到。
A car we can purchase.
我们可以用钱来买到车子。
But it doesn't mean that our life is full of blessing.
但是这并不代表我们的生活就充满了福气。
But if our life is full of peace and joy.
但是当我们的生活是充满了喜乐与平安的话，
And if our children be able to grow up to be good woman and good man.
当我们的孩子可以长大成为好人。
And this is a blessed life.
这就是一个蒙福的生活。
But before our life, if we want to live a life of blessing, what can we do?
但是要过一个蒙福的生活，我们要做什么事呢？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
要我们翻到创世纪的26章。
Genesis 26.
创世纪26章。
Verse 24 and 25.
24节25节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 24 and verse 25.
创世纪26章24到25节。
Verse 24.
24节。
And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. Verse 25.
25节。
So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched a tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. So we know in these two verses is when our Lord appeared to Isaac.
这两节记述了我们的主向以撒显现。
And God told Isaac.
神告诉以撒。
That he will always gonna be with him.
他会与他同在。
And God will bless him and multiply his descendant.
他会赐福给他，会让他的后裔繁多。
So because of this, Isaac built an altar.
正因为如此，以撒筑了一座坛。
And then he pitched a tent.
他也支搭了帐篷。
And also his servant dug a well.
他的仆人也挖了一口井。
So just like nowadays.
就像现今。
We know the Bible's promise us many different kinds of blessings.
圣经应许了我们各种的福气。
But before we receive this blessing, we must do our part.
但是要得到这些福气，我们要做我们该做的。
So in our lives, we must build an altar first.
在我们的生命当中，首先我们要筑一座坛。
The build an altar, this means our relationship with God must come first.
住一座坛就代表着我们跟神的关系是最为重要的。
Because if our relationship with God is not good, and then our life will not be full of blessing.
因为要是我们跟神的关系并不密切的话，我们的生命不可能会是蒙福的。
And then after we build an altar,
当我们筑了一座坛
then just like Isaac, we also pitch a tent.
就像以撒，我们要来支搭帐篷。
Because a tent is just like a house for his family and him to live in.
这个帐篷其实就是一个家，让他的家人住在其中。
So in other words, his second the second most important things in his life is his family.
所以在他生命当中，第二件重要的事情就是他的家庭。
And then he dug a his servant dug a well.
最后，他的仆人就挖了一口井。
Because digging a well is to represent our livelihood, just like our job.
其实挖一口井就像我们在生活上要过日子要糊口我们的工作一样
Because without water, they cannot live.
因为没有水他们 不可能活
So these three things are very important in our life.
这三样东西在我们生活当中都非常重要
But if you want to live a life full of blessing,
要过一个蒙福的生活
we must consider that what is the most important thing.
我们要来思考什么事情才是最重要的
The first thing we must build an altar.
首先就是筑一座坛
If our relationship with God is good,
要当我们跟神的关系是好的
for sure our family also will be good.
那我们的家人也会好。
If our relationship with God is good,
当我们跟神的关系是好的
our career will also be good.
我们的工作我们的前程也是好的。
But quite often we always put our career first.
但是常常我们却把我们的前程我们的工作放在第一位。
Then maybe our family second.
那也许我们的家庭放在第二位。
Then maybe God is third.
那神是在第三位。
But if we prioritize this way, then our life cannot be full of blessing.
但是当我们的优先次序是这样的话我们 不可能过一个蒙福的生活
Because everything is from God.
因为一切都是从神而来的
And why not put God first in our life?
为什么不把神放在第一位呢
So our family can be blessed.
让我们的家人都可以蒙福
So our career can be blessed.
让我们的工作也可以蒙福呢
You can see just like Isaac.
就像以撒
You can see in verse 27.
在27节
Genesis chapter 26, verse 27.
创世纪二十六章二十七节
And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?
以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？
We know before Isaac's servant dug the well a third time, they also dug twice before and they also were water.
我们知道在这个以撒的仆人在挖这口井之前他其实另外也挖了两口井也是有水的
But the people who live around him just come and take the well away
但是住在附近的人就来把这个井占据了
But Isaac did not say anything to them
但以撒并没有对他们说什么
He just went ahead and dug another well
他只是就去别的地方再挖一口井
And each time he dug this well God always bring water
当 每一次当他挖一口井神都会给他带来水
So that's why this time his enemy came to him.
因此当这一次他的敌人来到他面前
And even Isaac told them.
就是以撒在这边对他们说
Why did you come to me, see that you hate us, and send us away from you?
你们既然恨我打发我走了为什么到我这里来呢
But look at verse 28.
二十八节
But they said, we have certainly seen the Lord is with you.So we say, let this now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you.
他们说，我明明看，明明的看见主与你同在，便说，不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。
Even though these people were Isaac's enemy before,
即使这些人以前是他的仇敌
but they see very clear that God had blessed Isaac.
他们非常清楚地看到，神祝福以撒
So because of this, they want to come to make a covenant with Isaac.
正因为如此，他们要来跟他立约
And look at verse 29.
二十九节
That you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you, but good and have sent you away in peace.You are now the blessed of the Lord.
二十九节，使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙主赐福的了。
In other words, when we live a blessed life,
当我们过一个蒙福的生活
，and people around us who live with us, they also want to be blessed by God.
他们在我们周遭的人，其实也希望可以是。也可以蒙神的福。
And this is the way to be able to glorify the name of God.
这就是可以荣耀神的生活。
Imagine we proclaim ourselves as Christian.
想象当我们来宣称我们是基督徒
And when people come to our house,
当、有人来到我们的家里
They never see that we have peace and we have joy.
当他们没有看到我们当中是有平安与喜乐
And we see our children, they're so naughty and misbehave.
当他们看到我们的孩子是那么的调皮那么的不懂事
Why would they want to be like us?
那他们为什么要想像我们一样呢
But if they come to our house,
但是当他们来到我们的家
And we are blessed by God.
我们是蒙神的福
We have peace and joy within the family.
我们在家庭当中有平安与喜乐
And our kids are, kids who are very obedient and they're very polite.
那我们的孩子也是非常的懂事乖巧
For sure they also want to be like us.
那他们也会 像我们一样
And this opportunity for us to preach to them the gospel.
那就是很好的机会让我们可以传福音
Let's go into the Bible.
让我们回到圣经。
What character is the most blessed by God?
那什么是最重要的呢？蒙福。
Let's take the book of Job, chapter 1.
让我们来看、约伯记
第一章。The book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一到第三节。
Job, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
约伯记第一章一到三节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. Verse 2.
第二节
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Verse 3.
第三节
Also his possession was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East.So we can see in Job chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3, talk about a man, his name was Job.
在约伯记第一章第一到第三节谈到一个人是约伯。
And this Job, he lived in the land of Uz.
他那时候是住在乌斯地。
And look at his relationship with God.
看看他跟神的关系。
The Bible first stated in verse 1, that he was blameless, upright, shunned evil, and feared God.
这个圣经第一章第一节就形容他是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。
So this means his relationship with God was great.
换句话来说，他跟神的关系是很好的。
Because of this, God also blessed his family.
正因为如此，神也祝福他的家人。
And that's why he has 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
Because his relationship with God.
因为他跟神的关系。
God also blessed him with many possessions.
神也祝福与他很多的家产。
That's why he has 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen.So you can see he has many blessings from God.
从这一节可以看到他得到从神那边很多的祝福。
And the reason why, because he put God first in his life.
原因就是因为他把神放在他生命中的第一位。
And we can see his relationship with God is blameless.
他跟神的关系当中他是完全正直的。
Because God himself also proclaimed that he was blameless.
即使是神本身也说这个人是完全正直的。
Look at verse, chapter 1 verse 8.
看第一章的第八节
Job chapter 1 verse 8
约伯记第一章第八节
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, and blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shun evil?
主对撒旦说你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有地上没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
And read chapter 2 verse 3
第二章第三节
Job chapter 2 verse 3
约伯记第二章第三节
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shun evil?
主对撒旦说你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
So we can see in chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible said there's aThis man was the greatest of all the people of the East.
刚才在第一章第三节所形容约伯是在东方人当中为至大的。
But then we read chapter 1 verse 8 and chapter 2 verse 3. God proclaimed there's no one like him on earth.
但是在第一章第八节跟第二章第三节神形容他是世上没有人像他一样。
Why did God say this?
为什么主会这样说呢?
Is it because he has 7 sons and 3 daughters?
是因为他生了七个儿子三个女儿吗?
Is it because he has great possession?
是因为他有很多的家产吗?
The reason God said no one is like him on earth because of his relationship with God.
神说地上再没有人像他一样，是因为他跟神的关系。
Because God himself twice proclaimed that Job was blameless, upright, shunned evil, and feared God.
因为神两次的说到他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And that's why there's no one like him on earth.
在地上没有人像他一样。
So if we learn from the story of Job,
我们来学习约伯的这个例子。
The most important thing we need to pursue is our relationship with God.
我们最重要要追求的就是我们与神的关系。
But of course, it's not easy.
这并不非易事。
Because the world we live in today is very wicked.
因为在这边在地上的王是非常的恶的。
And everything in this world is contrary to the teaching of God.
在世上很多的教训都是跟神的教训所违背的。
But if you want our life to be blessed,
但是要是我们想过一个蒙福的生活，
we must go against the tide of this world.
我们要跟这个世潮来背对。
The reason the world live the way they live because they do not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
是世人过着这样的生活，是因为他们不懂得耶稣基督。
But for us, we are very different.
但是我们却不是一样的。
Because we come to know the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经知道了神的救恩。
And we know his teaching, and we must abide by it.
我们已经晓得他的教训，我们也要来遵从他的教训。
So how can we live a life to be blameless?
我们要如何过一个完全正直的生活？
And how can we live a life to be upright, fear God, and shun evil?
我们可以如何过一个敬畏神、远离恶事的生活呢？
Actually, there's no secret.
没有什么秘密。
The only way we continue to live this kind of life, we must continue to read the Word of God and pray to God.
就是继续读神的话，跟向神祷告。
Let's go to the book of Psalm chapter 1.
要我们翻到诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 3.
诗篇第一篇一到三节。
We know all of us we want to have a good relationship with God.
我们都想跟神有一个密切的关系。
But sometimes we just do not know how to have a good relationship with God.
但是常常我们只是不知道要怎么跟神建立一个密切的关系。
But the Bible tells us many ways to live a life that we can draw ourselves closer to God.
圣经告诉我们很多方法可以让我们来靠近主。
Just like here, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
就像诗篇第一篇的一到三节。
Because this man is also a blessed man.
因为这也是一个蒙福的人。
Because the reason he blessed man because his relationship with God was good.
他是蒙福的，因为他跟神的关系是好的。
Let's read verse 1 to verse 3.
一到三节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seats of the scornful. Verse 2.
第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord,And in his law he meditate day and night, verse 3.
第三节。
He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So we can see from verse 1, verse 3, talk about a man who is blessed by God.
从诗篇第一篇的一到三节谈到了一个蒙福的人。
And the reason he was blessed by God because he did not walk in the counsel of ungodly.
他是一个蒙福的人，是因为他不从恶人的计谋。
And the reason he was blessed by God because he did not stand in the path of sinners.
因为他不站在恶人的道路上。
And the reason he was blessed by God because he did not sit in the seat of the scornful.
也因为他不坐怠慢人的座位。
So in other words, if you want to live a life that's blessed by God,
我们要过一个蒙福的生活。
We should have no sin inside of us at all.
在我们的里面不应该有罪。
We should not walk with sinners.
我们不应该跟罪人同行。
We should not even stand with the sinners.
我们甚至不应该站在他们的道路上。
Never mind to sit with them.
更不应该跟他们坐在一起。
But of course, it's not an easy thing to do.
这并不容易。
But how can we do all these things?
但我们要如何可以做到这些呢？
That is in verse 2.
就是在第二节。
But his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night.
唯喜爱主的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Just like this blessed man.
就像这一个蒙福的人。
The reason he did not walk, stand, and sit with the sinner because he meditated on the word of God day and night.
这个人为什么可以不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路呢？就是因为他昼夜思考神的律法。
And because of this, his faith become very strong.
正因为如此，他的信心是坚强的。
Because when he delight in the word of God and meditate day and night, he's just like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
因为他喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，所以他就像一棵树栽在溪水边。
And of course, when we continue to read the Word of God,
and
we continue to pray to God,
and our
faith can become very strong,
we can see
this tree who planted by the rivers of water.
And this river
of water can represent the Spirit of God.
溪水就可以代表着神的灵。
So when we are filled with the Word of God,
当我们被神的灵所充满,
we will bear fruit all the time.
我们就会按时结果子。
And no matter what, the leaves will not wither.
叶子也不会枯干。
Why? Because if the tree is planted by the water,
因为树是栽在溪水边,
it will always, always be able to nourish.
那我们就会常常的被滋润。
And that's why the Bible says, whatever he does shall prosper.
那圣经也说他凡所做的尽都顺利。
So in other words, in our life,
换句话来说, 在我们的生活,
the most important thing is not to go and pursue a career or pursue to buy a big house.
在我们生命当中最重要的并不是要怎么去挣钱买大房子。
The most important thing is to get our relationship with God to be so good that everything else God will bless us with.
就是我们最重要的是要把我们跟神的关系建立好, 让我们所, 让我们以后所做的反都蒙福,
you know, I haven't been to Africa for a while.
我已经很久没有去, 非洲了。
But every time I think about our brother and sister there, I can't help that but to feel so joyful for them.
但每一次当我想到他们, 我都会情不自禁地感到非常的喜乐。
Because we know that our brother and sister, their life is not too good.
我们知道当地的弟兄姐妹, 他们的日子并不丰裕。
Most of them, they do not have their own house.
很多人都并没有自己的房子。
Of course, most, they don't have a car to drive.
很多人, 当然他们也没有车子可以开。
But why they be able to be so joyful?
但是为什么他们会这么的喜乐呢?
I mean, some of them just eating crackers, they feel so joyful.
有些人甚至只是吃个饼干,他们都会很开心。
But for us here, even sometimes we eat filet mignon, we still are not joyful.
但是在这边, 即使我们吃到非常, 非常珍贵的美味的东西, 我们还是不会喜乐。
So what is the difference?
有什么不一样呢?
The difference is our relationship with God.
那就是我们跟神的关系。
Because for our brother and sister in Africa,
我们在非洲的弟兄姐妹们,
they don't have much.
他们拥有的不多。
That is materially, you know, materially we're talking about.
我们在讲属世上的拥有。
But their relationship with God,
但是他们跟神的关系呢,
they have great relationship with Him.
他们有非常好跟神的关系。
So because of this, they don't worry about their lives.
正因为如此, 他们并不为他们生活。 他们每一天过日子并不会愁烦。
And each day they know they are blessed by God.
每一天过下去, 他们都知道他们是蒙福的。
Because of this, they're always very joyful.
正因为如此, 他们非常的喜乐。
Even though many of them at night time, they just sleep outside.
很多人晚上可能只是睡在外面。
Even though sleeping outside is very dangerous.
睡, 其实无论睡在哪里, 有时候都非常的危险。
Where the snakes can come and bite them.
因为睡在外面, 可能, 蛇会咬他们。
And the poisonous red ants can come and bite them.
那些有毒的蚂蚁也会 去咬他们,
but they don't care too much.
但是他们都不会为这些东西而担心。
Why? Because they have the faith that God will take care of them.
因为他们有这份信心, 神会照顾他们。
Every morning they get up, they go to their farm.
每天早上他们起来, 就会去他们的农场。
And then they come back to the house.
然后回到他们的家,
and then they pray with one another.
然后他们就会祷告。
And this is their life day in and day out.
这就是他们每天的日子。
But it, even though it seems that's very simple,
看上去非常的简单,
but actually in Christ, their lives are very rich.
在主里面, 这是一个非常丰盛的生活。
No, most of them as farmers.
大部分他们都是农夫。
They have to get up in the sunrise.
在日出他们就要起来。
But most of them, they don't even sleep at night time.
很多人晚上都没有睡觉。
Quite often they go to the church, they have overnight prayer.
常常他们会去到教会, 就是, 整夜祷告。
So this means when the sun set,
这换句话来说, 就是当,
they will,
日落之后,
they will leave the farm and come home to eat.
他们会回家, 他们会离开他们的农场, 回家去吃饭。
And then after they eat and they take several hours of naps.
那吃完之后, 他们会休息几个小时。
Then around midnight,
那在, 昼夜, 半夜的时候,
they would all go to the church.
他们都会去到教会。
And they would just stay all night until the sunrise praying and worshiping God.
他们会花整夜的时间来祷告, 来向神祷告。
You can see how wonderful this kind of life is.
这是一个非常丰盛的生活。
But meanwhile, they have nothing.
同时他们一无所有。
If they go to the farm, they cannot find any vegetable, any fruit to eat. This means they're not eating for that day.
要是他们回到他们农场, 他们找不到可吃的东西, 他们, 那他们整天都没有东西吃了。
But why they be able to be so joyful?
但是为什么他们会如此的喜乐呢？
Because they are blessed by God.
因为他们是蒙福的。
So this is the goal we also need to reach.
这也是我们的目标。
Of course, it's nothing wrong to live in a big house and to drive a fancy car.
当然过住大房子开好车子并没有什么错。
But if our life is not blessed by God,
但是当我们的生活并不是蒙福的。
Even though we live in a big house, doesn't mean we have peace and joy inside our hearts.
即使我们住在大房子里面，也不代表我们的心中有平安与喜乐。
If our life is not blessed by God.
当我们的生命并不是蒙福的时候
You can drive a fancy car doesn't mean that we can be joyful.
当我们开好车子也不代表我们会喜乐。
So we have this kind of wisdom.
我们要有这样的智慧。
Why pursue anything else in this world besides our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么要去追求其他神以外的东西呢？
Because our Lord Jesus Christ already made us a promise.
主耶稣已经给我们这样的应许。
If we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness,
当我们先求他的神他的国跟他的义
and everything else will be added to us.
那所有的一切都会加添给我们。
Just like here, Psalm chapter 1 verse 1.
就像在诗篇这个第一篇的第一节。
If we do not walk or stand or sit with ungodly,
当我们不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不坐怠慢人的座位的时候
But if we delight and meditate on the word of God day and night,
而是喜爱神的律法昼夜思想的时候
And then whatever we do, God will give us prosperity.
那我们凡所做的尽都顺利。
So in other words, to live a life to pursue God, it should be very easy.
过一个追求神的生活，换句来说，应该是非常容易的。
Because we don't need to worry about anything else.
我们不需要再担心其他的一切。
Let's turn back to the book of Job, chapter 1.
让我们再回到约伯记的第一章。
So that's why Job's relationship with God was so great.
那这就是因为这样，约伯的关系跟神是那么好。
If one day God speaks to us.
有一天要是神对我们说
And tell us that we are blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God.
神要是告诉我们说我们是完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
I'm sure this would be the greatest feeling of all.
那我想这就是最美好的一
Because in the Bible, very few times God said about someone who is blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God.
因为圣经当中非常少的记载神是这样来评价一个人的
Actually, I think in the whole Bible, he only mentioned this about Job.
我想在整个圣经也只是这样用这样的词语来形容约伯。
That's why you say no one is like him on earth.
就所以神才说世上没有人像他一样。
Not because he had many children.
并不是因为他儿女众多。
Not because he had many possessions.
也并不是因为他家产很多。
But his relationship with God is none like any other people on earth.
而是因为他跟神的关系并不像其他在世上的人。
So this is also the goal we must reach.
这也是我们要追求的目标。
Have a good relationship with God.
跟神有一个很密切的关系。
Because that's the only thing that's meaningful in our lives.
因为这是我们生命中最有意义的事。
But before we can have this kind of relationship,
但是在我们有这跟神有这样的关系之前
If we walk with the godly, we cannot be blameless.
要是我们跟那些罪人走在一起，我们不可能是完全。
If we stand with the sinners, we cannot be upright.
要是我们站在罪人的道路上，我们也不可能是正直。
If we sit with those who are sinners, of course we cannot say that we fear God and shun evil.
当我们坐在怠慢人的座位上的时候，我们也不能说我们是敬畏神、远离恶事的。
So let us continually to cultivate ourselves.
让我们继续的来灵修自己。
And do our best to get rid of all the sins that's in the world.
尽我们所能把我们在这世上的罪来除掉。
So we can be blessed by God.
让我们可以都蒙神的福。
And look at Job's children.
看看约伯的孩子们。
Even though people have many children, doesn't mean they are very happy.
是很多人都儿女众多但不代表他们都是快乐的
Why? Because if our children all become criminals if you have 12 children all of them become criminals how happy can we be?
想想看要是有12个小孩他们都是罪犯那有12个罪犯有什么值得高兴的呢
But Job's family is very different
但是约伯的家庭是不一样的
Look at in verse 4
第四节
Job chapter 1 verse 4
约伯记第一章第四节
And his son would go and feast in their houses each on the appointed day and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them
他的儿子按照日子各在自己家里摆设宴席都打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来与他们一起同喝
You know, sometimes when we read this verse we think, oh, the reason these children die because they party too much
那当我们读这一节的时候，有时候会想，他们这些儿女最后死去，是因为他们宴席太多。
But actually, this is not true.
但其实并不是如此。
What the Bible telling us, even Job's children have good relationship with one another.
这里是告诉我们说，即使是约伯的儿女们，他们之间有很好的关系。
Why wouldn't they have some kind of feast, some kind of party?
当他们在家里摆设宴席的时候
，They invite all the siblings to come to have this fellowship with them.
他们请他们所有的这些兄弟姐妹来一起来享用。
So they must have good relationship for them to invite one another to each one's house.
这就代表他们有很好的关系。
Just like I show you, actually, my siblings, you know, they don't have good relationship.
就好像我跟大家分享过，我的弟兄姐妹关系并不是很好。
For example, this last Thanksgiving, my parents were there in Boston to visit them.
比如说，我的父母在过上个感恩节，就前几天去波士顿去访问他们。
And I think all my siblings have Thanksgiving all in different houses.
我想，我所有的哥哥姐姐他们各自在家里有感恩的聚会。
Even though my parents were there,
即使我的父母在那边
，I seen that my parents be able to bring their children to come to have, you know, Thanksgiving with one another.
但是他们都没有办法把这些儿女聚在一起。
But when I call my parents,
但是当我打电话给我的父母的时候
，The only one that's spending Thanksgiving with them is my older sister.
唯一一个跟他们一起过感恩节的是我的姐姐。
Then I ask them what happened to my three other younger sisters.
那我就问他们说，那我其他三个妹妹呢？
I said two of them just come by and gave some food. They left.
那他们就说，有两个只是来一下，停一下，留下一些食物就走了。
And I said, where's my oldest brother?
那我问说，那我的哥哥呢？
Actually, he didn't even call my parents to say hi. Right?
那他们就说，他们甚至都没有打电话来问候一声。
And for him, he didn't even, of course, he doesn't have good relationship with my sister. That's why they don't come and celebrate Thanksgiving together.
那是因为我哥哥跟姐姐并没有很好的关系，所以他们没有聚在一起来庆。
Actually, I'm not talking bad about them.
我当然不是在讲他们的坏话。
I'm just saying if they have good relationship, they will feast together and they will do things together.
我是说，要是他们有好的关系的话，他们就会一起的来过感恩节。
Just like Job's family.
就好像约伯的家人。
If his children not have good relationship with one another.
要是他的孩子们是彼此之间并没有好的关系。
For sure, when they have some kind of feast, they will not invite their siblings to come and join them.
当他们有什么宴席的时候，他们也不可能来请他们的其他的姐妹来一起参加。
So Job was very blessed.
约伯是蒙福的。
Why? Because he had good relationship with God.
因为他跟神有好的关系。
And look at verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. That Job did regularly.
第五节，宴席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自己。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中丢弃神。约伯常常这样行。
Actually, in verse 5 also tell us that Job's children, they are very good children.
第五节其实也告诉我们约伯的孩子们也是很好的孩子。
And one of the reasons Job always pray for them.
那原因就是约伯常常为他们祷告。
And why did Job pray for them every single morning?
约伯每天清晨起来为他们祷告。
Look at the end of verse 5.
在第五节的后半段。
For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
原因是因为他恐怕他儿子犯了罪，心中丢弃神。
Actually, if his sons and his children live a life to sin against God,
要是他的儿子已经犯了罪，心中丢弃神。
Job would never say that maybe they will curse God inside their hearts.
那约伯就不会说，也许恐怕我儿子心中犯了罪，丢弃了神。
Because the curse of God inside the heart is that no one would know, no one can see.
因为心中丢弃神犯了罪，其实是没有人看得到的。
So this means, see, outwardly, his sons were perfect.
换句来说，表面上看上去，他的儿女们是好的。
But Job is still very afraid.
但是约伯还是非常的担心。
He afraid that his sons, his children, will curse God inside their hearts.
因为约伯担心说，他们在心中也是犯了罪。
So it doesn't mean that they curse God.
不代表说他们真的有来诅咒神。
But maybe they will curse God.
但是恐怕他们诅咒了神。
So that's why Job continued to pray for them regularly.
正因为如此，所以约伯常常的这样为他们祷告。
And why his children is also blessed by God?
那为什么他的儿女们也是蒙福的呢？
Because of Job's relationship with God.
因为约伯跟神的关系。
Nowadays for us as parents,
今天我们的作为父母的
we know we want our children to have a good life.
我们都想我们的儿女 过上好日子。
But sometimes a good life according to us is not according to God.
但是我们心目中定义的好日子，即并不是神所的定义的。
We think if our children go to the best university.
也许我们希望我们的孩子可以上最好的大学。
If our children have the best job.
有最好的工作。
And our children live in a big grand house.
住在大房子里面。
This means they have their life is blessed.
这样我们才觉得说我们的孩子是蒙福的。
But we know this is not true.
但是这其实并非如此。
Because I know many youth, they have all these things I mentioned earlier.
因为我认识很多年轻人，他们拥有了以上我所说的。
But their lives still feel very empty.
他们的生活还是非常的空虚。
Why? Because the relationship with God is not good.
因为他们跟神的关系并不好。
So that's why we want our children to be blessed.
要是我们希望我们的孩子蒙福。
We must continue to pray for them.
继续为他们祷告。
And a relationship with God must be good.
那我们自己也要跟神的关系建立好。
But even though we live a blessed life.
当我们过上蒙福的日子。
It doesn't mean we do not go to trial and tribulation.
这并不代表我们不会遇到患难。
Because sometimes we think if we have trial and tribulation in our life, this means God is not with us.
因为常常我们会觉得，要是我们经历患难的时候，代表着神已经不与我们同在了。
Just like Job.
在就像约伯这里。
Actually, even Satan knows that he cannot touch Job unless God allow him to.
即使是撒旦也知道说，撒旦不能去碰约伯，要是神不愿意的话。
Just like for us.
就像我们一样。
Satan cannot touch us unless God gives him permission to touch us.
撒旦不可能攻击我们，除非是神允许的。
So we have this kind of concept.
当我们有这样的认识。
Then we know whatever happened to us in our lives, God allowed to happen.
那我们会清楚地明白，无论我们生命中周遭到什么，都是神所允许的。
That if we live a blessed life.
我们过一个蒙福的生活。
That if we know we are blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil.
我们知道我们是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And look at verse 9.
第九节。
Job chapter 1 verse 9.
约伯记第一章第九节。
So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?"
撒旦回答神说，约伯敬畏神岂是无故吗？
We can see Satan did not believe that Job feared God because of nothing.
这里代表着撒旦不相信约伯敬畏神是没有缘故的。
The reason he feared God, Satan said in verse 10.
在第十节，他觉得约伯相信敬畏神的原因。
Have you not made a hedge around him?
你岂不是四面围上篱笆保护他的家
？Around his household and around all that he has on every side.
在保护着他的家，他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗
？You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
他所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
We can see even Satan realized the reason that Job is so blessed because of God.
即使在这里，撒旦也意识到，约伯是这么的蒙福，是因为神的关系。
Because Satan knows that God put a hedge around him.
因为撒旦知道神在约伯的周围四面都圈上了篱笆。
And not only around him, but also him and his household.
不仅是在他的周围，也在他的家的周围。
And say this hedge is all around and every side.
那这个篱笆是在所有四面都有。
In other words, Satan, he knows he cannot touch Job or his children without God's permission.
这边撒旦也知道他不可能来攻击约伯以及他的家人，除非神是允许的。
And Satan also knows.
撒旦也知道。
And he said, "You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possession have increased in the land."
撒旦知道说他手所做的都蒙神的福。
If Satan realized this,
要是撒旦知道这一点
，How much more we should realize that everything we have is from our Lord Jesus Christ?
难道我们不应该更清楚我们所拥有的都是从神来的吗
？Every time we get up in the morning,
每一天清晨我们起来
，Every time we be able to see the faces of our family,
每一天起来我们可以看到我们的家人。
This is a blessing from God.
这就是神给我们的福气。
Because every day God protects us from the evil one.
每一天神都保护着我们，远离恶事。
No, I share with you many times that.You know, I experience evil spirit.
我跟大家分享过，我常有时候会经历过这些邪灵的事情。
And the evil spirit, the reason we say they're evil because they are so evil.
他们是邪灵，是因为他们真的是非常的邪恶。
If they have the opportunity, they will destroy every single one of us.
要是他有机会的话，他会毁灭每一个人。
But the reason we can do everything each day because of God's protection.
我们每一天可以做我们要做的事情，就是因为神的保护。
But we should realize this.
我们要意识到这一点。
Because the more we realize this, the more we can put God first in our lives.
当我们深深的可以了解到这一点，我们就可以把神放在第一位。
And the more we can put God first in our life, is the more our life can be blessed by Him.
当我们学习把神放在第一位的时候，我们就更可以蒙神的福。
Because it's true, God had made a hedge around Job and his family.
这里非常清楚的告诉我们，神把圈上了篱笆在他跟他的家人。
And it's true, has blessed every work that Job have done.
神也祝福约伯所做的一切。
So the same thing for us.
同样对于我们。
Everything we have is been blessed by God.
我们所拥有的一切都是神的福气。
So because of this, it's only right for us continually to live a life to put God first.
正因为如此，我们要继续过一个荣耀神的生活。
But look at verse 11.
请看第十一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 11.
约伯记第一章十一节。
But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
十一节，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃绝你。
Look at this.
请看看这一节。
What is Job's greatest fear?
约伯最大的害怕是什么？
Job's greatest fear that his children will curse God inside their hearts.
约伯最大的恐惧是他的儿女们心中犯了罪，心中弃掉了神。
And Satan, he knows this.
撒旦也知道的。
So that's why he said to God.
撒旦就跟神说，
If you touch all that he has, he will curse you to your face.
他说，要是你伸手毁掉他一切的话，他必当面弃掉你。
This is very interesting.
这非常有趣的一点。
So in other words, if we want to live a life of integrity, Satan will always want to bring us down.
当人过着一个患难的生活的时候，撒旦也会落井下石。
And the thing that we fear the most, if we sin against God, Satan will continually to work against us.
当我们害怕那些会得罪神的事情的时候，撒旦也会利用这一点。
So that's why Job is no one like him on earth.
约伯真的是世上没有人像他一样。
We can see from verse 13 to verse 19.
因为我们可以从第十三节到十九节看到这一点。
In one day, he lost everything.
一天之内，他失去一切。
It doesn't mean he was not blessed by God.
这不代表说他不是蒙福的。
So we must make sure.That when we go to trial and tribulation, it doesn't mean God is not with us.
所以我们要非常清楚，当我们遭遇患难的时候，不代表神不与我们同在。
And look at how his children dies and how he lost all possessions.
我们来看看他的儿女是怎么死的，然后他怎么失去一切的。
Look at verse 13.
十三节。
Job chapter 1 verse 13.
约伯记第一章十三节。
Now there was a day when his sons and daughter were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Verse 14.
14节
and a messenger came to Job and said, The oxen will plow and the donkeys feeding beside them. Verse 15.
15节
When the sunbeams raided them and took them away, indeed they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So you can see during this time, all of a sudden, his children were just feasting, and then the sunbeam raided and then came and took all his children.
那 这边就告诉我们说，那时候 他的儿女们正在家里吃饭喝酒，然后示巴人来就拿去了一切。
Then they all got killed.
他们而且也被杀。
Can you imagine if you were Job during that time?
想象一下，要是当时我们是约伯的话。
Of course, this would be very difficult.
这是非常难接受的一点。
But we continue to read later on.
让我们继续读下去。
Of course, this is the beginning. Just his servants, right, got killed.
开始只是他的仆人被杀。
And then verse 16.
16节
While he was still speaking, other also came and said, The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
16节他还说话的时候又有人来说神从天上降下火来将群羊和仆人都烧灭了。
So once again, one servant kept alive,To tell Job what had happened.
再一次，只有一个人可以逃脱出来，来跟约伯报信。
And this time, the servant said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants."
这里是说，神从天上降下火来，将群羊跟仆人都消灭了。
This is very interesting.
非常有趣。
First, Satan used other people to destroy Job.
首先撒旦是用其他的人来要毁灭约伯的一切。
And second, he used like nature, right? It just means fire to destroy Job.
第二个，他是用这些天然的、自然的灾害来要毁灭。
Look at verse 15.
15节。
While he's still speaking, another also came and said, The Chaldeans formed three bands, raped the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
17节他还说话的时候又有人来说加勒底人分作三队忽然闯来把骆驼夺去并用刀杀了仆人唯有我一人逃脱来报信于你
And look at verse 18
18节
While he's still speaking another also came and said Your sons and daughter were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness And struck the four corners of the house And it fell on the young people and they are dead And I alone have escaped to tell you
十八节，他还说话的时候，又有人来说：“你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们都死了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。”
So in one day, Job lost everything he had.
一天之内，他失去一切。
All his possessions.
他的一切的家产。
All his children.
他的孩儿女。
But one thing he still have, that is integrity toward God.
那只有一样东西他还有
And this is the most important part
这是最重要的
So that's why in our lives
在我们的生命当中
It doesn't matter what kind of trial and tribulation we go to
无论我们是经历怎么样大的患难
As long as we hold our integrity
当我们对于神的那份正直还在的话
As long as our relationship with God is still good God will always continue to bless us
当我们跟神的关系还是密切的时候神还会继续的蒙福
So we see that during this time Satan used people to destroy Job
我们看到这几节在讲神这里用人来毁灭约伯
And used the fire and wind to destroy Job
也用火跟风来毁灭约伯
So this means our trial and tribulation will come in all different ways
换句话来说我们的患难会是从各种 不一样的方式而来
But we should never ever lose our integrity
但是不要失去我们那份正直
We continue to worship God
我们要继续的来敬拜神
Because everything that happened to us God allowed to happen
一切发生在我们身上的事情都是神所允许的。
If God allowed to happen,
当神允许发生的时候
then God will restore us back.
那神也会保护我们让我们重新得力。
And even if God did not restore us back, who cares?
但是这要是真的神不再让我们重新站起来又怎么样呢
As long as we still have good relationship with God.
只要我们跟神的关系是好的。
Look at verse 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Verse 21.
21节
And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 22.
22节
And all this Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong. You can see how wonderful this is.
在这几节我们可以看到这是真的非常的美好。
Job lost everything.
约伯失去一切。
And the first thing came out of his mouth, she curse God. Why? Because why would God allow all these things to happen?
当他第一句讲出来的话，他并没有来诅咒神。
But Job, he arose and tore his robe.
他撕裂外袍。
And shaved his head.
剃了头。
And he fell to the ground and worshipped God.
伏在地上下拜。
And what was going through his mind?
他心中是想什么呢？
He said, Naked I came from my mother's womb.
我赤身出于母胎。
And naked shall return.
我也赤身
归回。The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
神的名是应当称颂的。
That's why there's no one like Job on the face of the earth.
正因为这样，世上没有人像约伯一样。
Because he truly understands and knows how to love God.
他真的知道如何来爱神。
When all his trial and tribulation came upon him,
当他身上发生了那么大的患难
he just said to himself,
他只是这样跟自己说
The reason all the things that he had because God blessed him.
他所拥有的一切是神的祝福
So God want to take it away.
当神要收取的时候
Let him take it away.
那他就收取回去吧
And he still continues to say blessed be the name of the Lord.
他继续的说神的名是应当称颂的
And I share with you several times.
我跟大家分享过几次
See when I first came to this country my family and I are very poor.
当我刚来到这个国家的时候我跟我的家庭非常的贫穷
And I remember when I was 9 years old.
我那时候九岁。
I mean, I had to wear women's shoes.
我那时候要穿女人的鞋子。
And I wear the same pair of pants for a whole year.
我那时候穿同样的一条裤子整一年的时间。
And that time I had nothing.
我那时候一无所有。
So last night when I talking to my wife.
昨天晚上我跟我的太太讲。
And she said to me, "Don't you feel sad when you think back about you know what your life was like?"
她问我说，当你回想你以前的日子的时候，你难道不会觉得悲哀吗
？I say, "No, I don't feel bad."
我说不会，我不会觉得悲哀。
Why I say I don't feel bad?
为什么我不会觉得悲哀呢？
Because even now, if I have nothing, it's no different when I first came to this country.
因为当我现在一无所有的时候，也跟我刚来这个国家的时候没两样。
In other words, all those times I have nothing, it gave me the understanding that even I have nothing, it's okay. It's not a big deal.
正因为那份经验让我一无所有的经验让我知道其实一无所有也不怎么样也没什么值得害怕
God has blessed my family and I so much.
当然神祝福我与我的家人很多
even though I'm not worthy to be blessed by God.
即使我并不值得这样的福气
So when I think about how I was so poor when I first came to this country.
当我回想我了刚来这个国家是如何的贫穷的时候
And now God has blessed us so much.
而现在神是如此的祝福我
So because of this I can't help but give thanks to God.
正因如此我情不自禁的就是要来赞美
神
我们来看看约伯
In one day he lost everything.
一天之内他失去一切
But he still blessed the name of the Lord.
但是他还是来称颂神的名字
But what's important in verse 22?
在二十二节
And all this shall be not sin nor charge God with wrong.
二十二节在这一切的事上约伯并不犯罪也不以神为
荣 This is very important.
这非常的重要
Because sometimes we go to trial and tribulation.
当我们有遭遇到患难的时候
The first thing we do is we blame on God.
首先常常我们就是会来责骂神
Say God why you allow this to happen?
我们跟神说为什么你要让这样的事情发生
Why you allow that to happen?
你为什么要允许它来发生
Instead of saying in our heart that whatever go through and we go through in our lives God will take care of us no matter what.
而不是在我们心中来跟我们自己说，无论我们发生什么事情，神都会来带领我们。
And then we know in chapter 2.
在第二章。
So even though Job lost everything, all the possession he had.
即使约伯失去了一切。
So this means, his possession is gone, and his family was gone also.
那他的家产也没了，他的家人也没了。
All he had was himself.
他有的只是剩下自己而已。
But now Satan also wanted to destroy to destroy Job himself.
那撒旦也想来毁灭约伯本身。
So during time he asked God to touch his bones.
那时候撒旦就叫神来要动他的身体。
This means to touch Job himself.
那就是来伤他的骨头 他本身
So God said go ahead
那当时候神就说你去吧
Do whatever you want to do to him But keep his life
他就神就对撒旦说你在他在你手中只是存留他的性命
But look at in verse 8
再请看第二章的第八节
And he took for himself a potsherd in which to scrape himselfWhy he sat in the midst of the ashes?
第八节，约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
Actually, Job's life is very pitiful this time.
当时约伯的生活其实非常的可悲。
A potsherd is just like a broken vase, right? A broken vase, and you just break it, and then you scratch yourself because it's so painful, so itchy.
那因为他的身体非常的痒，所以他就拿一块瓦片来刮身体。
Can you imagine seeing Job sitting in the midst of the ash and just scraping himself with all the boils and the pus going through his body?
我们可以想象吗？就是的，约伯坐在炉灰当中，拿着一个瓦片来刮他身上的那些疮。
So that's why I look in verse 9.
在第九节。
Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧？”
Actually, sometimes we read this verse, we feel like, "Oh, Job's wife have no faith."
当我们读到这一节，我们会觉得说，也许他的妻子好像信心并不怎么样。
Actually, in reality, Job's wife had great faith also.
但是事实上，他的妻子其实也有很大的信心。
But maybe her faith is not the same as Job's faith.
但是他的信心并没有办法比得上约伯的信心。
But how do we know she also had great faith?
我们怎么知道她也有大信心？
Imagine she lost all her possessions.
想象她已经失去一切了。
And she still did not say anything.
她并没有说什么。
For any mothers, if they lose only one child, they will cry bitter, they will, do many crazy things. But she lost 10 of her children.
对于一个母亲来说，即使只是失掉一个孩子，他们可能已经没有办法忍受了。
And she still did not say anything.
但是她失去她所有的孩子，她并没有说一句话。
But only the time she saw her husband.
但是当她看到她的丈夫
sitting in ashes full of boil from his head all the way to his feet，
看到她的丈夫站在炉灰当中，她的脚跟长的到头都长满了毒疮。
And I'm sure Job also smelled very bad from all these boils。
我想从因为这些毒疮也会让她的身体闻起来很难受。
And that's the time that his wife she cannot you know she cannot take it anymore。
就是这个时候，他的妻子不能再忍受了。
Why? Because the worst thing has come to the one that she loved, that is Job, her husband.
那因为最糟糕的事情已经发生在他最爱的人身上。
So this was this only time that she opened her mouth and speak and asked Job to curse God.
那是这个时候，他讲话了，他叫约伯来丢弃神。
But many of us, we do not have the faith just like Job's wife.
很多人都没有信心，就像约伯的妻子一样。
Can we imagine if we lose all the possessions we have today?
想象一下，要是今天我们失去一切。
And all our children, we lose them in one day.
我们所拥有的儿女也一天之内失去。
For sure, we would be, you know, for sure one way or another would sin against God with our mouth.
我想我们常常会在嘴巴上就会得罪神了。
But Job's wife, she waited until the time that she saw her husband is pretty much, you know, die in front of her.
那约伯的妻子是看着她的丈夫几乎要在她眼前死去。
And look how Job reacted this.
那他讲了这些话，那约伯是怎么反应的呢？第二章的第十节。
But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? And on all this, Job did not sin with his lips."
第十节，约伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。难道我们从神里得福，不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。”
This is the man who is blessed by God.
这是一个蒙福的人。
And the reason we say can blessed by God because his relationship with God was great.
他是一个蒙福的人，是因为他跟神的关系非常好。
Yes, he lost all his possessions.
他失去了一切。
He lost his children.
他失去他的儿女。
But it's still all this time he did not sin against God.
但是在这一切的事上，他并没有得罪神。
Why? Because he's a man is truly blessed by God.
他是一个真的蒙福的人。
Because a true blessing from God is how good our relationship is with Him.
那一个真正蒙福的人，就是一个跟神有很好关系的人。
Of course, the material things in this world is also a blessing from God.
当然，世上的这些物质上的享受也是神的祝福。
But that is not the most important thing.
但这并不是最重要的。
But our relationship with God, this is, if we have good relationship with God, this is the most blessing that we can have in our lives.
我们跟神有好的关系，这是神给予我们最大的福气。
Let's go to Job chapter 42.
让我们来看约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Now the Lord blessed the later days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yokes of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. Verse 13.
十三节。
He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 14.
十四节。
And he called them the name of first Jemima, and the rest of the names, right? But the names all very translated to be become very beautiful.
十四节讲到他那些女儿的名字都是非常美丽的名字。
So this is the man who is blessed by God.
这是一个蒙福的人。
From the beginning of his life.
从他生命一开始。
And toward the end of his life.
到他生命的后来。
He still receives blessing upon blessing from God.
他是蒙到他可得到了神很大很大的福气。
Even though he went through so much.
即使他经历了很多。
But through all his trial and tribulation, he still holds his integrity.
即使他经历了很大的患难，但是他还保守他的
忠诚。And that's why in verse 12 said, Now the Lord blessed the later days of Job more than his beginning.
正因为如此，十二节才说神后来赐福给约伯比以前还多。
Then the possession has doubled from chapter one.
那他所拥有的家产是比第一章的时候是加倍的。
Then once again have 7 sons and 3 daughters.
那他也有七个儿子，三个女儿。
And you can see his sons, they're all very handsome because the first name Jemima, I mean handsome.
那他的长女的名字是耶米玛，他意思就是很俊俏、很美丽的意思。
I say handsome as the day, right?
那就是他的女儿都是非常的有美貌。
And the name the second is Cassia.
第二个次女的名字是基洗亚。
It means a fragrance.
那就是香气的意思。
So you can see sons actually is, you know, is much more handsome than before.
那我们可以看到他的女儿比之前的更美。
And also his daughters, verse 15.
在十五节。
In all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughter of Job.
在那全地的妇女中找不到像约伯的女儿那样美貌的。
And look at verse 16.
16节。
After this, Job lived 140 years and saw children and grandchildren for four generations.
此后约伯又活了140年得见他的儿孙直到四代。
So Job died old and full of days.
他约伯是 年纪老迈日子满足而死。
This is a man that blessed by God.
这是一个蒙福的人。
From the beginning of his story,
从他这个故事的一开始
God had blessed him.
他神已经祝福他。
Even though he went through a lot of trial and tribulation,
即使他经历了很大的患难
But on the end of his trial and tribulation,
但是在他患难的最终
And he still hold fast to his relationship with God.
他还是坚守着他跟神的关系。
And that's why he's so blessed.
正因为如此
Then on the end of his life,
他蒙到很大的福气，在他日子的尽头。
He retained all possession that he lost, even double it.
他得回了他所有失去的一切，甚至加倍。
And he lived another 140 years.
他也又活了140年。
And he built to see four generations of his children.
他可以得见他的儿孙直到世代。
How wonderful this is!
这非常的美好。
This is a blessed man.
这是一个蒙福的人。
So for us, we should also live a blessed life.
对于我们也要过一个蒙福的日子。
By continue to continue to work on a relationship with God.
那就是要继续的来追求跟神的关系。
Even we gain this whole world.
即使我们得到了世界。
If we don't have good relationship with God.
但是当我们跟神没有好的关系。
We have nothing.
我们一无所有。
Because when we die but nothing.
因为我们死是一无所有。
But even if we don't have anything in this world.
但是当我们在世上一无所有
But we have a great relationship with God.
我们跟神有好的关系
When we die with everything.
那我们死的时候我们是手满满的而死
So let all of us live a blessed life.
让我们都过一个蒙福的日子
So we can be blessed by God now and the end of our lives.
让我们无论什么时候无论是现在跟将来都得到神的福气
Let's all rise and sing hymn 236.
让我们一起站起来唱诗236首
236.
236首